This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, does the Bible have anything to say about time? You know, you may have read a book recently on time management, about making the most of the time you have in a given day or given week. The Bible says some very practical, strong stuff about time management in your life. It's spiritual time management. For we don't know the length of time we have left on this earth. You don't, and neither do I. It's in Ephesians 5. We'll read the entire text tomorrow, but we begin with some introductory remarks on God's time plan for your life and mine. Caller ID on the insurance agent's phone said cellular call. He picked it up. He said the woman wasn't exactly frantic. She wasn't hysterical, but he noticed an edginess to her voice when she said, do you insure homes? He said, of course I do. That's our company. That's what we do. And she said, well, I need to get home insurance, homeowner's insurance on my house. And he took some information down on a piece of paper. And then she said, you know, is there any way that we can wrap this up on the phone right now and just take care of it? And he said, well, no, I have to do a visual on your house. I have to see it and just look the property over. I don't have to go through every room or anything like that, but I have to see the property. And she said, you better get here quickly because the house is on fire. You better get here quickly because the house is on fire. An author talking about that story said, how many people go through that emotionally and spiritually and in their marriage and in their family where things are on fire, figuratively speaking. And we call on the Lord and say, Lord, I need some insurance. I need you to do something in my life. And I've put myself there and I've been there and done that. And so have you. And so have you. An expert on time says there probably are hundreds of books on time management. You can go to the bookstore, you can go to the library, you can find hundreds of books on eBay or on Amazon.com on time management. But he said this, he said, most people don't manage their time. Most people waste it. Most people pass the time and most people kill time. Very few people manage their time. And I think he's right. I think he's right. Today, we're going to look at one of the most practical passages of scripture that we've ever studied here over the years. You know, I just can't understand the Bible. It's so ethereal. It's so spiritual. It's so up there. And, you know, what does it have to do with my real life, as the case may be? I'll tell you what it does. Today's passage will have explicit content for you on living your life day to day, today, and how you're going to live tomorrow. And it will impact your life in a powerful way. I'm a t-shirt reader. If I see somebody at the mall with a message on their shirt, I want to read it. And I will go out of my way to read it. In fact, years ago, I saw this young man, 15 or 16 years of age, with something on his t-shirt. I read about 3/4 of it and I didn't finish it. So I chased him. I said, stop, I want to read your shirt. And here's what this 15, 16-year-old boy's shirt said, honest to goodness truth. It's not that life is so short. It's just that death lasts so long. Wow. Profound Kodak moment for me to read that. It's not that life is so short. It's just that death lasts so long. I don't know if he meant it as a joke. I don't know if he was trying to convey a message or just trying to be cute or funny, but I had a point. So many people, including Christian people, are interested in making a living, but they're not interested in living a life.
Well, I hope that speaks to you today and this week. We'll begin tomorrow on Cross Hope with the reading of the entire text from Ephesians 5, and then continue this message on God's timing for your life and mine. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.